This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
So 911 is suddenly...
I know, right?
It's not suddenly, but just like every once in a while, there's just a bunch of stories in the news that all kind of align and you're like...
Really?
Have you ever accidentally dialed? I mean, like my children accidentally dialed 911 when I didn't know that a cell phone without a SIM card would do that.
Oh, so they did. They rolled the world to your house then.
They kind of did.
Get.
They didn't. You know, they. It was my house in Commerce City, so they didn't really roll the world.
Oh, there that's like, true. They were too afraid to enter.
It's not like there's a dignitary living there. They knew it was somebody like me. Yeah, but I mean, like, because seriously, I didn't know. That when you take a SIM card, I thought they can play with the phone because the SIM card's out.
Yeah.
So they're never going to be able to make a call.
No, that's the one.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You can still make emergency calls.
Oops.
And they're just making distressing little cooing kid sounds like, are you trapped? What's happening?
Oh, wow.
Stupid.
Dang.
Totally my fault. And I've actually dialed 911.
On your Fitbit? I didn't know you could do that on a Fitbit. What?
Someday. This is like one of my only goals in life right now. I'm pretty satisfied with a lot of things in my life, but like one of my lone goals in life is to find a way to get under your skin the way you get under mine.
Huh.
Because
I can't tell what your lone goal.
Because it's not a Fitbit, and you know it's not a Fitbit.
Well,
it's an Apple Watch, Steve.
Apple. Dang it. I always get those screwed up.
Dang it.
Fit. Right. Apple bit.
So like this, see this button on the side right here?
The red one that you're not supposed to.
No, not the red one. The red one's just that turns. But this one, if you hold it.
Okay, the clock comes on.
Oh, it either says power off or emergency SOS.
Oh, whoa, that's too easy.
If I hit emergency SOS, right? So sometimes when you're just bending your wrist, it actually hits that button.
It does.
And then yeah. Because like I missed a weird call on my phone. I'm like, what's that? And it's like, Commerce City 911, we missed a call. Is everything okay? And I'm like, what? When did you miss a call? So I go through my phone log and I'm like, oh, crap. I did. I don't know how because my watch can activate my phone and call.
It's kind of like ADT when your alarm goes off. They call you up. Is everything okay?
What's your password?
And all that stuff.
Do you want my password?
For your Fitbit, I'm going to go with...
no, it's a password I have to say to...
Oh, that's right.
I probably shouldn't say it on the air.
Mom's maiden name. That's what you went
no,
with.
No, it's not. I wouldn't do something... It's a really stupid thing that I would never say. I can't say now because then somebody can come rob me.
Yeah,
and they'll be
closure
like,
down,
yo,
though.
The word is pancakes. Oh, crap! That's not it. So there was a Florida woman who got arrested after calling 911 32 times.
Get out. Why?
She called from her home 27 times, 5 more times from a hotel room. The report says she was flirtatious on some of the calls.
Oh.
And asked a police officer to bring her some ice cream.
Seriously?
Hey, can you stop by with some ice cream? And hey, then she called a different time and said, can you swing by Domino's? Because carryout price is cheaper.
What the hell?
She's clearly one of those, like, she has been charged with misuse of 911.
Good.
Another person, Massachusetts feller, called 911 4 times to complain that someone had been tossing his clam chowder into a dumpster.
Chowder.
He probably said it like that.
Yep.
You want to do the call? You be that guy. 911, okay. What's your emergency?
My chowder. My car.
You only know how to
I used to live there. And I only know how to
you
say.
You can only do the accent in short bursts. My chowder. We're going to get a man on the moon. By the end of this century. Where's my chowder? I need my chowder back. You just got to do a Kennedy. That's all you do. Right. Somebody's got my chowder. Officers went to the man's home. They found him drunk.
Oh, yeah.
And chowderless.
Oh, that's nothing
Where's
worse.
Where's my chowder?
Nothing worse than that.
So then we have a list of some of the dumb reasons why people call 911.
These are idiots.
Oh, God. There was a kid who called 911 on his dad, too. Did you see that story?
No, why?
What his dad ran a red light.
Oh, so the kid was riding with dad.
Yeah, his dad did that, like, California stop.
Oh, so like boop 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 beep.
Right. He's like beep boop boop beep. He's like, my daddy went back to red light.
Get out.
Kid's 6 years old.
So the cops pulled him over?
Yeah.
They
shot him.
They got it.
No. I just love that I escalated the story so quickly that nobody knows what to do now. It's like, oh my God, they killed him. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the kid now knows it's his fault.
That's tragic. I
don't know what happened.
That's sad.
He didn't do it until they got home.
So, oh, okay.
Because it's not like he's a 6 year old. It's not like he's rocking his Galaxy S4. Dad, pop me your phone. Hold on. Beep, pop, pop. Yeah, 911. The tool driving me around. He just blew through a red. No, he got home and dad was cooking on the grill.
Chowder.
And then, he was making some of his smoky chowder on his Weber grill. I'm getting a lot of brand names in there today. Send this tape off to people, see if I can get some free stuff.
I was going
to
say, how much do you get paid?
I don't know. They were cooking on the grill, and then pretty much, 911 showed up. No, I think they just called back.
The dispatcher showed up.
Yes. Hi, I just want to meet the cute kid who's turning you in. Cops will be by in a few minutes to shoot you.
Shouldn't be answering calls. I'm on my break, I don't have to be answering calls.
I put it on. Put the machine on. You have reached 911. I'm going to see a cute kid.
I'm sorry. I'm on my 15-minute break.
Yes. So here's some of the dumb reasons. A person was worried about someone pouring a strange substance on their body.
Okay.
They called 911 because they were at like an art gallery, and there was a performance artist there pouring milk on themselves.
Oh, so they were so concerned.
They're like, I can't take it. So they called 911. Somebody's pouring some on them. Somebody called 911 to get some sleeping pills delivered.
Deliver. Wow. Mm-hmm. Ambien.
I don't know. I want everybody to know that, like, much like the ice cream and pizza lady,
yeah,
that's not what they do.
Deliver
even
Ambien.
Even if the police station is literally next to the ice cream store,
they still won't.
They're not going to stop.
Can't you just swing by?
On your way over, I ran like 3 red lights. Just come. It's that sweet cow ice cream shop. Just grab one of the things and then bring it to me. Someone saw a dead fox.
They called. Do they roll?
I don't know
who
else you call. Do you know your non-emergency number?
I don't, and I need
you
to.
You should.
I really have to.
Because you're the cranky old guy. These damn kids are putting bikes on my yard.
I can't call 911.
Yeah, you got to call.
It depends on where all we are. Is it a county thing?
Yeah, it's not just it's not like
it should be
912. It's a full other. It should be. It should
it's
be like
easy.
909. It should be another easy
yes.
number. It's like, no, it's not all the way 911. It's like, ah.
Yeah.
901. 901 should be the number.
Because of the non-emergency. It's gonna be like one area code. It's gonna be like
yes,
eight, all the number.
Ah. It's gonna be a 10-digit number.
So do you have yours in your?
No,
I need to.
But I'm positive my neighbors do, because I get the. Yeah, they call again. Just stop doing the thing you're doing with the creepy milk pouring. Person wanted help making breakfast. I think we've read enough of these. That's literally on this list.
How do you make the eggs poached style?
I'm doing. I know how to scramble. Not bad at a soft boil. It's the poaching.
They had a problem with breakfast.
Yes, that's what they. And somebody else freaked out because their big toenail came off. Yep.
Oh no, that's medical. So you
it's
need
medical,
to,
Steve, not 911.
Roll the world.
They don't roll the fire trucks and go, get out of the way. What happened? So here's what we're gonna do. Wait, are we looking for dispatchers? We're looking for like the stupid reason you called 911. The stupid reason 911's been called on you, and extra points if you're a dispatcher and want to tell us the idiot sticks who have called you. We're just looking for 911 calls. Let's start with Allison.
Yay!
911.
I was thinking about this after I got off the waiting list, and this is a really embarrassing story, but I guess I'll just tell it.
I think you have to now.
I glued myself to the floor.
I definitely wouldn't have told that. How?
I got so excited.
Why?
I'm crying, you know? Why and how? I was in college and we were making some signs for a pep rally. We ran out of regular glue. So we started to whip out. It wasn't even super glue. It was like something like wood glue. So I ended up getting it on my wrist and all the way down to my elbow, and I leaned back just to, you know, drink some more wine and stuff. And then I literally was stuck and my skin was coming off. So we called 911.
Oh, holy crap.
That's not ideal.
No.
It was like a mouse sticky pad thing, but for a human. So, yeah, it was really.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
That's...
You've got spirit. Yes, you do.
That is, that's a good reason to call 911, though.
Yes, glued to the floor.
Let's, Jeannie.
Yay!
Yay!
911.
Okay, so a couple years ago, I was on my back porch, like a Saturday, tanning in my bikini, right?
Yeah.
And, my crazy lady neighbor called the cops on me. What? And said that I was running around the neighborhood naked.
Were you? Or you were actually in your bikini? Was it a flesh tone bikini? What was the... Why would she think that?
I was totally had my top on and bottom on the whole time, just listening to a podcast. And then when the cops get there, she said that I was trying to solicit her husband because I'm a prostitute.
And I was tempting him.
Hi.
Yeah. Yeah, they were done with you. They didn't want to live by you anymore.
She did not like me.
Did the cops, I mean, how much investigating do the cops have to do when somebody claims you're a hooker?
Wow.
I mean, they showed up and I was like, what's going on? And then when I saw her, they're like, yeah, this woman is crazy.
She's cuckoo crazy.
Just
wow.
Trying to find anything to call the cops about.
Yeah, but now the neighborhood thinks it's all true now.
I know.
It's
like I doubled my income that day.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. That's a pretty good 911 story.
Nice.
Thank you, Jeannie. Joe.
Yay.
911.
I had an ex-girlfriend call 911 on me because I accidentally let the cat out, and she's hysterical, so they thought it was like a domestic violence thing, and four cop cars show up within like 10 minutes.
Jeez.
I walk outside, they're, what's going on? I'm like, I let the cat out. They're like, really? And one guy turns around, he's like, you guys can all leave.
They roll SWAT in.
I got this, guys. I'm right. Trained.
Ironically, she broke up with me for that, and 2 years later, I still have the cat.
Oh, wait. Okay. Wow. Boy, the twists and turns, Joe.
There was a lot of twists and turns in your story. So you were able to recover the cat without the girl.
And the cop found the cat when they were there, but
don't tell her I got it.
I think she's dumping me tonight, and I really like the cat. Joe, you're a really weird dude, but I like it.
Nice.
The story was awesome. Thank you. Valerie.
Yay.
911.
Hi. So I was working at a bank about a year ago, and they had a dial-out code to of 91, and I was dialing a 1-800 number and automatically dialed 911, and three minutes later, the SWAT team was looking in our windows.
Oh.
And
that exact thing happened to my mother when she worked at a bank.
I remember it. Okay.
Because you have to hit 9 to get 9-1 to get out. And then she's dialing 9-1, 1-800 or whatever. And it was like, they rolled silent. So all of a sudden she's seeing like little cop heads like pop up behind bushes. And everybody in the bank's like, what the hell is going on?
OMG.
Yeah. What did you do?
Yeah, the SWAT team. Well, they came into the building and they had to like verify that, you know, we had to say some secret. I guess the banks have a secret code word set up with police officers to verify that, like, I guess that you're not.
Waffles.
It's like my safe word with ADT or whatever.
Exactly.
It's like, it's a weird word. I never heard say this, but waffles.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.